went into the hostelry alone the other night, when a fella came across to me and he asked me for a light. Now he offered me a cigarette and he bought me half a beer, and we was getting friendly when he whispered in my ear, "My proper name is Clarence, but you can call me Claire. I wear sexy undies and I fur upside my hair. My fellows is more liberal, and me hat looks liberal too. In fact, my dear, I'm a little bit queer, and I've taken a shine to you." Well, I left that, drank that jar, left that bar, quicker than a scolded cat. Caught the landlord's eye as I went by, and I stopped there for a chat. Says, "Oi," he's propositioned me, "do you allow that thing in here?" Well, he didn't get riled, because he just smiled, and then he whispered in my ear, "My proper name is Clarence, but you can call me Claire. I wear sexy undies and I purr upside my hair. My politics are liberal, and my outlook's liberal too. In fact, my dear, I'm a little bit queer, and I've taken a shine to you." Well, I went down to our new disco to find myself a bride, and I met this pearl of a bakery girl, and I took her for a ride. In the back of the car, I got so far, and then I froze with fear, for my heart went thump when I felt this lump, and then he whispered in my ear, "My proper name is Clarence, but you can call me Claire. I wear sexy undies and I purr upside my hair. My politics are liberal and the outlook's liberal too. In fact, my dear, I'm a little bit queer and I've taken a shine to you." Next morning at 8, well, I phoned me mate and I told him not to tell. At 8:45 on the production line, the foreman knew as well. Well, he called me missus, he blew me kisses, the gaffer got to hear, and from me he sent, to the office I went, and then he whispered in my ear, "My proper name is Clarence, but you can call me Claire. I wear sexy undies and I purr upside my hair. My politics are liberal and me